Oh, wait. I want to do something.
Not clapping?
Oh, God. We should absolutely clap. good call, guys.
So that's not what you wanted from us, but Sydney and I were both like, yay!
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Crime Pop. This is the show where we talk about freight. This is the show where we talk about fake crimes as if they were real. I'm your host today, Jeff Wyrick. I'm joined by Sydney Bowman.
Hello.
And Trevor Lester.
Hi there.
Trevor's going to be taking us on a journey today. Go ahead. Oh, we should state what's happening, right?
That's a great point.
Yes, please, Jeff.
It's so series.
So dumb. We thought it would be a really cool idea if we all did a themed episode. And so since Star Wars is such a drastically large franchise, we're each picking a different villain, character, whatever, from the Star Wars, it's not a trilogy anymore. What is a 9-part?
Saga,
great. So,
we're so excited to start this Star Wars series, right, guys?
I'm so excited. I love Star Wars.
Best franchise ever made.
Woo! All right, so, and I think I probably start every single one of my episodes just like that. All right, so. Gotta work on that. But either way, today I don't even know what to call it. I guess the Sith in general from the first 6 episodes of Star Wars, but I'm probably gonna lean a little bit toward Palpatine, Darth Sidious, and most of the crimes that he commits in his rise to power.
Expecting this to be a very long episode.
part one of an 18-part journey.
Yeah, I was actually thinking. Yeah, that's why I decided just to try to stick with Palpatine, even though like his web is just so far, and yeah. It's so deep, it's crazy. So we'll see where we get to. But I was even imagining Star Wars in general would be something we might revisit because there's so much.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Before I get started, like I just mentioned to you guys a second ago, so we're going to pull from this Reddit post from the mayor of Bonanza City, is what it says. A person by the name of Demeric Bolton. All right, now, before I continue, do you think that is something we can put in the episode, people? If we use somebody else's work without their permission? As long as we give them credit?
Yeah. As long as you're citing them in the episode.
All right. Great. Then that's what just happened.
I mean, there's a whole podcast that just talk about Reddit posts.
Oh, wait. Yeah, fair enough. Going through this, there are a few items on this list. I don't believe it is exhaustive, so we might add some things. We might not talk about others. But we're just going to take it in order and see how it goes. So, number one on the list is the murder of Darth Plagueis the Wise. I think I'm butchering that name, but I thought it was an interesting place to start regardless, because I'm pretty sure throughout all of the movies, they never actually explain anything about this. They just hint at Darth Sidious being Darth Plagueis's apprentice. If you guys remember anything about this. Do you guys remember the mention of Darth Plagueis the Wise?
Oh, yeah. Episode 3.
That's the one.
Yep.
Oh, you don't remember, Sydney?
I don't remember that, no.
Oh, I think you've been muted.
I'm so sorry. What?
You were muted for like a second. Did you hear her, Jeff?
What?
I heard her scream, what?
Yeah, so it's in episode 3, right as Palpatine is talking with Anakin, I believe Anakin had just been assigned to watch over Palpatine just to like make sure he doesn't do any, like, because the Jedi Council was starting to get suspicious of his actions at this point. But little did they know, of course, that was part of Palpatine's plan, as Anakin is the chosen one. Oh, God. Just starting these sentences, like, it's making me realize there's so much to talk about with Star Wars. Why would a madman choose this for a podcast? I feel like I should give an introduction before actually just diving into the into the things, because we skip straight to episode 3. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Palpatine has this insane rise to power. I don't even fully understand it myself, but he starts off as, I believe he starts off as a senator. He's just a senator from Naboo. But even at this point, like, he already has sinister ideas of how he wants to eventually be on top of everything and create his empire. The way he actually eventually accomplishes his goals is he creates webs of allies through, what were they before? So they were the Republic and the Separatists. Is that right?
Yes.
In the first three episodes? Yeah, yes. So he creates these webs within the Separatists and the Allies. Not the Allies, that's later. The Separatists and the Republic. So he has resources and he has people just everywhere. He very quietly begins to rise to the top. Who was the person that he took the chancellor position from? Do you remember, Jeff?
I think that was Ark Bumpy Roos.
That's the one.
I think that's actually one of the pod racers from episode 1.
Nice. They don't have the previous Valorum. Yeah, Valorum.
Was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, sorry. It was Dr. Bumpy Butts or whatever you said, Jeff.
Oh, you're right.
He becomes senator. He moves on to undermine Chancellor Valorum's position, which I forgot exactly how, but he makes him look so bad that the people just want him replaced, and he takes that position. But everybody this entire time, so through the first like 2 episodes, through everything, people think that Palpatine is just the nicest guy. He's always so helpful. He only has the Republic's best interest at heart. But turns out he is like the root of all evil. And And this whole time, he knows something about a prophecy, and he knows that there will be a chosen one, and Anakin Skywalker is his chosen one. So this entire time that he is building himself up to become the leader of all, the leader of everything, he's also grooming Anakin along with him to be his eventual ally and apprentice. Yeah, and when I went back and rewatched the movies, so I went 4, 5, 6, and then 1, 2, 3, I really like paid attention to this relationship that Anakin had with Palpatine. And I didn't even realize how, manipulative, Palpatine really was in what he was saying to Anakin, you know, like, it's like, he just like stuck his fingers inside his brain and just like reprogrammed it. I don't even know. But anyway, yeah, so I guess that's, in a nutshell, that's what Palpatine did. He rose to power, he took Anakin with him, and they basically ripped the whole system apart. And when I say system, I mean like the government system. So eventually they get rid of the Republic, they get rid of the Separatists, they become the Empire. And just like wreak havoc and, I guess as they put it, spread peace throughout the galaxy, right? That's mm-hmm. what they always go for. So before I get into individual crimes, what was your guys' image of Palpatine in all the movies?
Like chronologically as they happen.
Yeah, let's go chronologically. That makes more sense.
Well, I say that because like I the first one I saw was Empire Strikes Back, and like I probably watched all of the original trilogy before I saw any of the prequel trilogies. And I remember thinking it was weird that's like, I thought it was going to be a setup of like a surprise, like, oh, this guy was the Emperor the whole time. But then when you see him, it's like, it's the actor and it looks exactly like him. Like, oh, I guess that's not going to be a twist really. But I mean, it would be interesting to like look at it through the lens of forgetting the old movies just to see if you can tell that he's trying to be manipulative early on. Because he certainly comes across as like just a father figure doing his best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I guess similar to what Jeff said, I guess. He's an ugly guy. That's really what I have to say about it.
He is. He also, like, not to hijack your answer, Sydney, but like, I feel like watching the old movies, you get the impression he looks like that because he's really old, right? Mm. When he actually looks like that because he was zapped with lightning.
Right.
I didn't know lightning does that to a person. But
melts your face off?
Yeah.
I've actually thought about that, and I imagine it has something to do with Like the same sort of effect you get if you put anything electrical in water. It shorts itself out, right? I feel like there was some sort of, some sort of weird effect of the energy going like back through his own body, you know?
I think that's a good explanation for the nonsense that happened. Like, I don't think they were... I think when they were making that movie, they were all like, all right, now let's make him look like the old Emperor.
Yeah.
I don't know that there was that much forethought, but I could see that being an explanation.
One more thing, actually, about the looks of the Emperor. So I didn't even really pay much attention to all the politics that were going on when I was a kid. But I remember just thinking, these dumbasses can't see that's the same person.
Exactly.
But then when I went back and watched, like, I realized, okay, so Palpatine never like put on the scary hood when he was talking to the people in the Republic. Right. So it all, like, for whatever reason, I had this image that like he already was an emperor and was just like the bad guy, you know, that everybody could see.
Yeah.
That's what my child brain processed. Because I saw, just like you, Jeff, I saw the first three movies first, 4, 5, and 6. Either way, I guess that's enough of an intro. Now let's actually dive into the crimes. And I guess I'll just pick a few of these. But most of these that this person has indicated are from Clone Wars, the animated series.
Interesting.
Which I guess is where we get, yeah. So I guess it's where we get to see most of what he's actually doing this manipulative. Because throughout the Clone Wars and Episode 3, they do just big time skips. Like, but yeah, big time skips. Anyway, number 2 on this list is the abduction of Maul from his mother.
That's a big one.
So we've already established he's a murderer and a kidnapper, but don't worry, the list goes on. A lot of his other crimes have to do with treason. Actually, I would say most of his crimes are either treason or murder. That's what he does.
Or conspiracy to murder.
Actually, there'll be an interesting little tidbit on here, which we can probably talk about. But on here,
tease.
So the first treasonous act was creating a blockade of Naboo to undermine Chancellor Valorum. which, if I remember correctly, this is from The Phantom Menace. Like, it's how the movie opens, right? There's a blockade over Naboo. Is that right? Yeah. There's a blockade over Naboo, and it's the Separatists standing there being like, no, we're just hanging out, you know? I forget exactly, but, like, there are these weird ties between everything. There's the Separatists who have ties with the banking clan. The banking clan control the money, but they also interact with both the Republic and the Separatists. All the while, everybody is being controlled by Palpatine. So, like, it's just this crazy net. Like, Palpatine is everywhere, and it's just too late by the time anyone figures out that he's behind everything. Okay, the next on this list says attempted murder of Qui-Gon Jinn and attempted kidnapping of Anakin Skywalker on Tatooine. Now, what I imagine this is referring to is everything that Maul was doing when he went to Tatooine. But he's doing this on Palpatine's orders. Do you guys think that this crime should be, like, anything that Maul does, should that be attributed to Palpatine?
Well, yeah.
Or does Maul have... Okay, cool. I'm still going to finish my question. Is Maul responsible for everything he's doing because he has his own will and can make his own decisions?
No, I mean, it's all Palpatine, man. I mean, Palpatine made Maul's mind what it was anyways. And he's giving him orders to do these things.
Right. Controlling him.
Mm. Yeah.
So you really end up seeing... Oh, spoilers, by the way.
Nice. 24 minutes in.
Gotta put it in. So you really see, like, the control that Palpatine has over Maul in the animated series. Because, like, just hearing the name Maul, like, freaks out. He absolutely starts going crazy. Like, just it hearing that his master is still alive after he was in exile for a long time. Oh, wait. By the way, Sydney... Spoilers, Maul is alive in the animated series.
Oh, okay.
Just in case you didn't piece all of that together.
Yeah, I mean, I figured, but...
Next on the list, murder of Qui-Gon Jinn and all Naboo citizens who died during the Battle of Naboo. So the only part I want to highlight about this is, again, he basically controls two armies. And he has strings attached on both sides. And then he's smashing all of his puppets together. And that's just what he's doing this entire time. And we'll go a little bit farther, but then I've got another question for you guys. He takes all the sides and he pits them against each other for his own benefit. Next, we get into the beginning of the Clone Wars. It says treason, arranging the creation of a clone army to destabilize the galaxy and assassinate Jedi. That's a big one, isn't it?
That is.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that's what inspired me to do this. I wanted to talk about Order 66 and just how insane the whole idea is. Yeah, but by the way, so he... And I don't even remember exactly how this transpired, but he got together somehow with the Jedi Sifo Dyas, or he used Sifo Dyas's name and contracted the clones through the people that lived on Kamino, right? So the people with the long, super long necks and the big eyes. Which I also didn't even realize until going back and rewatching that those people were bad guys.
Were they, like, willingly or, like, knowingly bad guys?
Absolutely. When watching the animated series where they reveal everything, like there's this whole plot of like the person in charge of Kamino is in on everything and reports everything to Darth Sidious as it happens.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So like, wow. For whatever reason, again, child brain, I thought that like these people were just neutral, that I don't even know how, but the Jedi requested the clones to be created, and that, like, you know, they were just going up against the Emperor and all his things. And then, but then when I tried to remember everything, it got confusing because that's not how things happen. But either way.
Right.
Yeah, but they're total bad guys. They are in on it with the Separatists and the banking clan and everything. Like, so they are creating clones to go up against the droid army. Like, it's, you know, it's the only way. Because with droids, you can just keep producing and producing and producing. Well, now the Republic has their own way of fighting against this massive army. And again, I'm unclear on how it actually started. I almost want to say that he used Sifo Dyas's name to sign contracts and things like this. But this individual is deceased before anyone even really knows that he exists or he's relevant in any way. So it's and there are memes about this too. this is where, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but this is when Obi-Wan is sitting down and he's talking to the Kaminoans, and they say, I guess you want to know about the droid army, and he just goes, that's why I'm here. That's where that comes from, when he has absolutely no idea what the droid army is. Or the clone army. What I wanted to talk with you guys about, and I know a lot of this is movie magic and things work out because they're supposed to, but can you guys imagine like the foresight that an individual would have and the charisma to be able to stay behind the lines the entire time, all the while playing both sides? Like, how realistic does this seem?
The foresight is the incredible part, like the patience that would be needed. I don't know if this happens, but we do know it's possible for people to, or for force sensitive people to use force mind tricks to make people think differently. And we know Palpatine was powerful. It's possible he was able to kind of make this manipulation happening by, like, actually changing what people think. Mm-hmm. But it is still, you know, it was a long, long game plan.
I don't know that it would be possible in the real world and play out in a similar enough situation. But, I think without the mind game aspect to it, he would have not been able to do that. I mean, maybe I don't think he's enough of a master manipulator and a narcissist to be able to do that.
No, fair enough. Jeff, you bringing up that point, I guess that's something I never even considered, that he most likely has that ability because he's well versed in, I think, both the Jedi and the Sith ways. Because most Sith are probably fallen Jedi anyway, right? Is that how that works?
Who even
knows? I'm not counting. So it just stands to reason that he would have the ability to manipulate people through the Force, even though I don't think he ever did. Because also, Episode 4, that was like the first time they decided to show, you know, the mind trick, and I guess they just left it there. Because I don't know. There are probably other instances of the Jedi mind trick throughout the series. I just can't recall them.
Like in the movies or in the show?
In the show, I know like Anakin and Ahsoka use it a lot.
Yeah, in the show it's all over the place. And they use it in Episode 1. Qui-Gon tries to do it to the flying guy.
Hold on a sec. You don't mean Jar Jar, do you? Did he try to do it to Jar Jar?
No, you sausage man. Waka flock.
Oh.
Waka flock of flame.
Waka flock of flame. No. No. What's his name?
Gouda. Watto, yeah. Watto. I say Gouda. Watto.
Gouda.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he tries to do it to Watto, yeah. Yeah, fair point. So either way, yeah, maybe that is that's probably the extra edge he needed. When trying to do certain things. But yeah, he's just this big manipulative individual. Because yeah, like I don't even, what are you snickering about, Jeff?
Big manipulative.
Hey, I'm a writer now, Jeff. I wrote a short
story.
It's
true, it's true. It's true. Trevor is a published author.
What?
I mean, it was published on a Discord chat, but, you know.
No, I got my art published in one of those magazines at Ozarks, too. So you watch your mouth, sir.
It's true. It's true.
There are the innumerous crimes that Dooku commits in the name of... there are numerous crimes that Dooku commits in the name of Darth Sidious. Same goes with General Grievous. Yeah, he's a person. He's part person, I guess. But yeah, so, and many of the people are just, completely manipulated. And, okay, so actually we're kind of nearing the end of the list already, so not going to be so long. What is wrong, Sydney? The other note... Yeah, so we have Grievous, we have Dooku, we have... I guess Ventress, which is Dooku's apprentice for a while.
Sydney, Asajj Ventress was a character from the Clone Wars TV show.
Okay. Pretty good character.
Pretty big player. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I tried to get the whole redemption arc.
Am I going to have to go watch this?
I mean, it's really good, so you should.
It is very good. It's 9 seasons.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And it's super long, too.
And it's... Yeah,
there are 20 episodes until they got to the last few.
Yeah.
I've only ever seen it because my little cousin, who was probably 8 at the time, watched it.
Oh, dude. I didn't watch it for the longest time because I thought it was for kids. And then I started watching and everyone gets murdered. Like, oh, okay. I'm down for this. Let's keep going.
Okay.
No, they showed this on Cartoon Network. I was like, all right.
Yeah, it got pretty violent at parts.
No, just like raising entire villages. Like, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Oh, there was... never mind. All right. Okay. Anyway, one of the other big players that only shows up in the Clone Wars animated series is Cad Bane.
Great character.
He's a pretty cool character with a great voice. Cad Bane is a bad person, but again, he is a bounty hunter. So theoretically, if we went back to whatever that bounty hunter episode was that we did not too long ago, and think about this, Cad Bane only... Oh yeah, it was John Wick. That's right. Cad Bane, really only should do what he's paid to do, right? Which he does. That's literally all he does. He just asks about money, and that's it. But Jeff, you know about Cad Bane. Would you say that Cad Bane is a neutral individual or a good individual?
No. No. Not in the slightest.
And so maybe we'll contradict that entire John Wick episode with this.
Well,
but Jeff, so what do you think makes Cad Bane different, and why can we not categorize him as neutral even though he's just a bounty hunter?
The first episode we see Cad Bane, he's doing a hold up at a bank or something where there's a bunch of important people there. And he's doing that to get something, he's hired to break in, get an item and then leave. And there's a bunch of senators there, and one senator just kind of starts walking out And he's just like, this is ridiculous. I'm not afraid of you. And it's walking out. Cad Bane turns around, puts a bullet in him, and then points the gun back at the crowd. Says, anybody else?
Yeah.
He's just very aggressive. Doesn't mind killing innocents to get a job done. Or like blowing up buildings to get a job mm-hmm. done. Takes jobs from some of the worst people in the world or in the galaxy, you know, like Jabba the Hutt is someone who employs him a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just bad things. Things that aren't necessarily in the job description.
And going back, there's another example of why this show is not exactly for kids. I would say teenagers, yeah. Very minimal. Yeah, exactly. So he qualifies more under what we talked about before with intent, right? Like when we compared everybody to the mafia.
Right.
He has different intent. Like it's certainly not neutral, and certainly he doesn't just follow the job description like you were saying. He's ill intent. Actually, again, nearing the end of the list, there's really only one more thing to talk about. I just wanted to point out here at this point that Palpatine's methods mostly include manipulation. He's always behind the scenes the entire way. A big snake in the grass that nobody can even see. And he uses, at first, his status as a senator and his abilities as a force user to start to manipulate his way up the chain, like up the ladder, and eventually become chancellor. From here, he has the ability to freely manipulate the Senate, to manipulate the Republic in general, and to manipulate the banking clan, to manipulate the separatists. And even with just money, we can see he manipulates people like Cad Bane. Like, Palpatine doesn't care at all about him. And we can see in many instances, Palpatine doesn't really care about anybody. Like, he's a very lonely individual. I would say his closest tie is with Anakin Skywalker. Yeah. And, yeah, you agree, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and even this, it feels fabricated. It feels fake. Like, it's somebody he put there at his side, but, like, it was just so manipulative, and there's no real connection. So he gets the top, right? He becomes emperor, and really, there are no notable crimes as we continue to episodes 4, 5, and 6. Like, really, in those episodes, he's just the over-lurking shadow of evil, you know? So, like, we're not really going to continue into that. We'll talk about Order 66, and then I think that'll be enough. But it's kind of lonely at the top, I think, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, so...
Yeah.
I'll just pose this... Maybe, actually, I'm going to leave that question for the very end. Let's talk about Order 66 real quick, and then we can talk about him on top. So, as Palpatine initiates Order 66, which activates all of the clones that he himself commissioned, so many people get murdered. That's the easiest way to say that. So many people get taken out in an instant. All of the Jedi in the entire galaxy become targets, and Anakin is sent to eliminate all of the separatist leaders and pretty much everybody from the banking clan. So they thought that they were going to get this big cut out of this new empire that was going to be created. But he just used these people and then did away with them. And I guess he just could never stand Jedi. So he gets rid of all them as well. I guess I would just ask a general question. What are your thoughts on Order 66?
Watching the Clone Wars, especially the last season, really puts it into better perspective, I think. Because the Clone Wars
TV series, Sydney, follows a lot of like major characters are clones, mm-hmm. like clone troopers.
Right.
And so it was weird to kind of think of like you're following these stories and for some reason at a certain point, you know, they're all going to snap and start killing Jedi. But the last season shows like kind of internal struggle that a lot of them had with doing that. And so it's shocking. I can't imagine what you would think if you didn't know what was happening if you watched it for the first time. Like, if you didn't watch the original series and you didn't know what Order 66 was, and you just see the cloaked wizard say, "Execute Order 66," and all these clones start open firing and killing these Jedi who we've seen fight battles like herds of droids by themselves. They get taken out by like three clone troopers. It's weird. I don't know why it looked like that, but it looks weird. As a concept, I mean, it's like obviously incredibly insidious, but for me, it's hard to get past that it looks so goofy.
I don't have any thoughts.
Very good. Jeff, I want you to record that and make it into like a sound alert that I can use for something else.
I don't okay. have any thoughts.
So add it to the soundboard.
Yeah.
Jeff, what the fuck are you doing?
I have a paintbrush.
Lovely. All right, we're already descending into madness, so this is
yeah. It.
I say already, this is probably the longest yet. You guys weren't wrong.
It's 50 minutes yeah. so far.
Oh my god.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Oh god.
This may not all stay. Who knows?
All right, I guess I'll just say what I wanted instead of like the thing. I can't talk so much. Damn you, Star Wars.
No, this is good.
The last thing I wanted to just mention is, yeah, he's at the top. I mean, I guess I already mentioned it, but like, how lonely is that? That like he get like, do you guys feel like he's a happy individual for making it up to the top?
I don't think he's ever been happy a day in his life.
Oh.
I don't know that that's something that he's really concerned about though.
Or honestly. Capable of.
Yeah, yeah.
No, fair enough. He's just.
I mean, the way he throws people, like, he throws Maul and Dooku away, like, as soon as he can. And like you said, he's nothing about his relationship with Anakin feels genuine. Mm-hmm. I don't super know his motive or plan. Like, he just wants to sit on a throne for eternity.
That's what he does.
Like, yeah, like, I don't quite understand that. But yeah, I mean, I don't think loneliness or happiness are emotions that ever have entered him.
Yeah, man.
I wouldn't think so either.
Fair enough.
What about you?
Oh, for me? Oh, thank you for asking. I know I've been talking for most of the time. Thank you.
I mean, you're the host. Or, well, you're the presenter.
Thank you. I would absolutely say, like, it seems so strange that, and if I had done like a deeper dive into this, I would have wanted to look at whatever sort of, I don't know, mental disabilities he may have or something. Maybe mental disabilities wasn't the correct term, but you guys know what I'm going for, right?
I mean, you said narcissism earlier. Yeah. I feel like that's probably a big player.
Right, so narcissism, what's another one?
Hang on, I'll get my DSM.
Thank you, because I want to take a look at psychopath and sociopath.
Oh, I don't. I mean, he'd probably be closer to sociopath, because he's...
Yeah, so...
He's a long-term analytical.
Hang on, there's one I'm thinking of, and I can't... Remember
is
it.
Is it narcissism?
Operational defiant disorder.
Yeah, so ODD. Disability or disorder.
It wouldn't be a disability, I wouldn't
say. Yeah, thank you. I'm not a doctor. We're not doctors.
I'll cut that out.
Oppositional defiant.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. Yeah, just get rid of it, Jeff.
Oppositional defiant disorder.
Mm-hmm. Or intermittent explosive disorder.
Oh, that one sounds cooler.
But I would definitely say he has a conduct disorder.
Yeah, so, like, he, like this dude is not all there the way he can just go around and throw around human lives. And even the people that are relatively, you know, closest to him.
Like, yeah, I mean, he's certainly, like, emotionally stunted in some way.
Yeah, and very...
separated, distant.
Separated, thank you. Yeah, like, he can be very emotionally distant from the things he's doing. And I guess something that actually surprised me was with Dooku, where, like, there's the fight, and Anakin actually, you know, takes off Dooku's hands, and Palpatine says, kill him, right? And there's a look of surprise on Dooku's face, like, what, master? You know? Which also, I feel like if Dooku had, like, 10 more seconds to live, he would have been like, he's the Emperor, or he's trying to right. take over the world, you know?
Yeah. I don't know why he didn't at that moment, because it's not like Palpatine says, do it, and he goes, and cuts his head off. Like, he says, do it, and then there's dramatic music for 25 seconds.
Yeah, but it's just, like, so... I don't know, maybe he's just so, like, caught in the moment, like, just surprised, he has no idea. I don't know, but that would have been a potential downfall. Like, toward the end, Palpatine really starts taking more and more risks.
Mm-hmm.
Man, actually, I'll get off the soapbox, because we could talk about this all day, but I think this is probably a good place to end it.
Before that was cool. I really like the Star Wars universe is so expansive. It's cool to start diving into something that big.
Yeah. I wish I knew more of the like lore behind stuff. Like I haven't deep dived into it that much, so
mm-hmm.
I learned stuff today. How about that, Trevor?
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's
all we can ask. Like anyway. Right. Like yeah. I hope to learn something from you guys today too.
Yeah, you won't, but that's just mine's not that exciting. All right, we cool?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, everybody, thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Crime Pop. If you liked the episode, recommend it to a friend. Follow us on Twitter, leave a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Rate us 5 stars. We really appreciate it. I was Jeff Wyrick today, here with Trevor Lister and Sydney Bowman. We will see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.